Welcome to the MCTV Summer Takeover. I'm Michael.
I'm Tony.
We are here with Jesse Priest and our awesome guest, Jacob Gibbs.
Hello. Thanks for having me, man.
Welcome, Jacob. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm fired up.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Fired up. This is the first time I've actually been on somebody else's like podcast.
There you go. You're a host.
Yeah.
You're a podcast host. What's the name of your podcast?
Guest Who with Jacob Gibbs.
I like that. Guest Who.
Yeah.
You seem like a really laid back host. I like that. Like, I bet your guests come in and get comfortable.
We just, a lot of times, man, I even hit record and they don't even know we started yet.
You just get it going. See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, get in here and make yourself at home. I just got to get some things together. Just relax some.
I know what you're talking about, though, because there's so many times.
Tony's look at him laughing.
It's funny because it's true. Y'all at home don't see this, but when we get
you guys need anything?
just relax, guys. Just relax.
You're the captain I want on my ship.
But you are right. A lot of times you get in there and you get to talking and you're like, oh, could you say that again? You
know, it's like,
the story's never as good the second time, you know, as it is the first.
Yeah. So. Well, I wish, you know, Jared the other day was kind of laughing at the music, and I thought I wish we had some good opening music. Who do you think had the best entrance music in wrestling?
Oh, in wrestling?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
baby.
No doubt.
John Cena.
I am a real American. That makes me, honestly, right now.
You telling me...
Yeah, coming in with the flag.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
That's the best. It still pumps
Hogan,
me up, man.
All the way, Hogan.
Oh yeah,
right?
For sure.
Well, that's just my generation, though.
I think I'm with him, though.
Yeah, Hogan. Come on,
How
Tony.
How about John Cena?
Yeah. What are you acting like? We're 1,000 years apart in age. You're 2 years younger than me.
Exactly.
2 years apart. When did you graduate, Jacob?
I graduated in 2002.
Oh, you're close to me. So we're okay.
So back when we were watching wrestling, the NWO was just coming on. Do you remember that?
In high school. Yes.
I lost some friends over that.
Oh, man. No,
it was that big a deal.
You were with the NWO.
Yeah, because I accidentally found out that Hulk Hogan had went.
Yeah, and that was it.
Huh? Yeah, and it so happens we went to the flea market the next day.
Yeah.
And my grandmother bought me an NWO shirt.
Oh.
So when I wore that thing to school Monday.
That was it. Your buddies just said, no.
They were like,
happening.
No way Hulk Hogan's turned bad. You know?
He turned.
Like, I promise you, man. He turned.
He was a pretty good heel, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Wrestling, yeah. Wrestling, Hulk Hogan, best music.
That's a crazy segue.
That's debatable.
Debatable.
It's not debatable.
No, it's not. It's John Cena's intro is the best.
All right, so do we miss The Rock with the fanny pack or The Rock now? Like, which one?
I miss
Rock fanny pack. Rock was
man.
The best. The
Rock wrestling was great.
What about that police officer? That's like, where's he from? Like Jasper,
Big Boss Man.
Oh no, that's Morgan County. Is it?
Yeah, the Morgan, Big Boss. Morgan. Oh no, you're talking about the police officer. Looks like
that police officer.
He's from Morgan County.
Yeah, he's jacked too.
Yeah.
That's
is
huge.
He? Have you met him?
No, I've seen pictures of him.
Oh, I was. Or you know, I kind of talk and stuff and like. The Rock reached out to him, and like The Rock's got like his own brand of like what, tequila or something.
I didn't know that.
He like sent him a bottle and was like, "Hey man, you know, maybe one day we can actually have a shot, you know, face to face."
His tequila's not that bad.
I have no idea.
I've never tried. I don't even know what it is. What it's called?
Terramana.
I thought you meant. I don't even know what tequila is. Never heard of it. Okay, Michael.
I'm not big on it, but if The Rock asked me to come have a shot of tequila with him,
you're
going to
have a shot of tequila.
If the Morgan County Sheriff, or, you know.
I reached out
to him. Yeah.
Oh, you reached out? Is he going to be on the podcast?
Nah, he never got back.
He wouldn't do it.
I'm sure he's got plenty of people reaching out to him. Hey, man, can you?
I don't think he's done anything, though, other than just kind of play, you know, play on it or whatever.
I reached out to the Hawk Tui girl.
Did you? What was her response?
Oh, my God.
Has she gotten back with you? She's all over the internet.
I'm so furious.
We were talking about this a little bit, but has women ever, like, looked at you and said, "You're a dipper. That's so sexy." Because, you know, they know hair's not a factor because we're always walking around going, You know what I'm talking about? You ever thought about that?
I have not.
So you guys are dippers, huh?
Yeah.
Do you...
No, I've never had anyone come up to me like that sex.
Because of your dip. Yeah. That's not been the thing that brought them on.
No,
if you were on a dating app, not that either of y'all would be, but if you were, you wouldn't put, you know...
Right.
Excellent dipper. Yeah. The
professional.
Professional dipper. Maybe, though, you know.
Been dipping since 02, you know. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So we figured out this week that Hawking a loogie was sexy, pretty much. Because it sounds it's like the way she done it.
Right. She went all in. So if you hadn't seen it, if you don't know what we're talking about.
You've seen it.
Look it up. She's kind of gotten famous
it's up in Nashville, too.
Up in Nashville. Like,
local.
Some kind of.
They got songs, beats.
What do you mean to her doing this?
It's just so stupid.
Does that bother you as an artist, Jesse?
It bothers me as a human, but it bothers me as an artist. random things that go viral like that. Like, you don't even know.
Stupid things that go viral.
Yeah. What is the point?
Yeah. But that's kind of like a tattoo, right? She's got to live with this.
Yeah.
From here on.
I'm covered in tattoos. So I guess.
There's car tags. People are racing to get car tags for that on
the house. Somebody in Coleman has one. I seen them. One of my friends.
Justin Twilley? Maybe one of them.
They got a car tag. A personalized
HAWKTUA or something.
Yeah,
because I think it's like only 7 or whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
Who knew? Who knew?
Like, that was not my first thought either. Like, let me go get that on my car tag.
Right.
I gotta be the first.
Yeah. That's
I would like to know what she was worth a week ago. What she's worth this morning.
Hey, overnight sensation. That's what it is, right? That's the world we live in, the TikTok thing. Jacob, you've got a little experience with that, right?
Yeah.
You're on TikTok are you on there?
I'm on there.
It's the fastest dancer in the world.
I'm the fastest dancer in the world.
He beat his son by like a mile.
If y'all hadn't seen it, check out what's your handle? How do we find it?
Jacob Gibbs 03
on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then you also have a guest too.
I do, TikTok, man. Don't you? But it got shut down so many times. I just quit piddling with it.
Do you get banned a lot?
I got kicked off of Live. I couldn't do Live for like 7 days.
What?
And you're not going to believe this, okay?
What's the reason?
For everything you see on TikTok, I mean, I've seen a kid peeing in a Dr. Pepper can. I got banned from going live on TikTok over vaping. You cannot vape on there.
That's considered
doing something hazardous for your health.
No, there's no way. I've seen these TikTok like gamers.
Yeah.
And they're all the time.
They must have more followers than I do. Something. Yeah, I can show you on my phone.
That's so.
Jacob, what you're saying is if you've got a little pool, you can vape, but otherwise, there's some cutoff there.
Somebody reports it. Somebody that probably don't like somebody reports it.
That's what happened.
I don't like it.
Alabama boy.
So do you have some podcast beef with anybody? Like, do you have an idea like who it could be?
No, not really.
I think
it's really just people that's just bored.
Probably what you need to do is find like some moderators.
Yeah,
because apparently, once you go TikTok live and you start getting up to a certain spot in it, you can let's say I have I do my lives from my shows.
Yeah. In other words, you go live on TikTok at your live show,
right? Okay. And so if somebody's talking trash, and I made Tony a moderator.
Yeah,
he could just be like, "Hey, get up out of here."
The enforcer.
He can shut him down.
Tony, the enforcer.
Hey, man. Get up out of here, boy.
I need a manager. That's what I need.
That's right.
TikTok I'll manage you.
Come on, man.
There we go.
There you go.
Take it over.
That would go viral.
Jacob, do you want it? Do you want to go viral? Would you be happy with that? It's kind of a mixed feeling, isn't it?
I wouldn't want to do it for Hawktuvian.
It depends on what it's for.
That's right. Yeah,
and that's hard to control.
So let's just get it out there. The Speedo video, that's got like 1.1 million.
Yeah. You're out there.
I've got
What's the most views you've had?
That one's almost at 5 million, I think.
5 million.
Tell you right now.
Wow.
And it actually got, it's wow. pretty close to a million
the one,
likes.
Yeah,
on
the
it.
One wow. where he dances with his son has 4.8 million.
You're dancing with your son. Uh-huh. Your son's funny.
He is.
That's
a
what
nut.
I've heard.
He is absolute nut.
Is he?
He's big into Michael Jackson.
Okay.
So he's got the little red Thriller leather jacket.
Yeah,
it's got all the zippers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like,
and so somebody showed him just recently. I mean, he can do the moves. He can sing the songs.
Does any dances he sings?
Yeah.
Is this on TikTok?
I put it on Snapchat more.
Okay.
If I get a lot of hits on Snap, like a lot of responses, then most of them I'll move it to TikTok and Facebook. Yeah. But he actually wanted to drive his little truck down to the road and street perform on the side of the road.
Oh my god!
But he's good at
does
it.
Does he have a jar out, like a tip thing
no.
or anything? He's just doing it for fun. He doesn't even care about
no,
the money.
Don't care about
he's
it.
He's just
no.
out there for fun.
Yeah, he's
man,
wanting to do
great.
That pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot,
but
man.
If he don't become a comedian, man, something's wrong. Like, yeah.
We'll be watching for
he's
him.
Funny
yeah,
dude.
He's a nut.
Yeah.
I've done a few things with Jacob, like, you know, I've played shows for him, and we've done the podcast and stuff, and he's always just been around in there.
Oh, yeah, he's ready. Actually, the night y'all came and played, if you've never had Jesse come to your house, but he'll come and you play for 4 straight hours. Like, he will just keep playing.
4 hours?
Yeah.
And four it's marathon like,
no
set.
Break?
And it's
no
like,
break?
It's like, dude, you want something to eat? You want something to drink? No, I'm good. Yeah, y'all got something to drink. You know, or whatever.
It's a professional.
And then some people showed up late that had been at the drag strip.
Yeah.
And they were like, did he just say last song? You should have seen people going in their wallets. I mean, it was.
What do you mean, trying to keep him oh, after 4 hours? Wow!
Y'all made out.
Look
good.
At this.
Yeah, we would have partied all night.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
I think we did. Like,
it was after midnight
yeah, after
for
midnight.
Sure.
There you go.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Jacob, do you shop a lot in town? Do you do the grocery shopping or anything?
I do some grocery shopping. Yeah.
Where do you go?
To be honest with you, if I'm gonna grill a steak or something, I always make the trip out to the butcher.
Oh, of course, yeah.
The butcher is.
Yeah.
I mean,
you like it out there?
Oh yes, I do. I love it.
Okay. Tony,
I
mean, do you get stuff from the butcher?
No, but I keep telling myself whenever the grocery list gets given to me, so I can go get groceries. if there's any beef or. Anything that really I could probably get at the butcher.
Yeah.
I always tell myself, let me go there and check.
Go to the butcher. Yeah.
Let me just see what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's good.
And
man.
I never, and every time I say it, I never end up going up there. So
this is kind of our recurring guest question. Is it North or South Walmart?
I would have to. One time at South Walmart, there was a guy that worked in the gardening center. Sold me some rotten mulch.
No, it didn't happen.
The first
that
time
did
it
not
rained,
happen.
First time it rained, it all went away.
For real.
Killed
happen.
All my flowers. That stuff was so potent to kill the neighbor's flowers. No, I remember
listen,
you talking
I have
about
a lot
that.
Of pride in that garden center.
I was going to say, was it about the good. Time that Michael was
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
I guess I probably go 157 more. But I'm closer to Arab, so I always just run over to Arab. But I've got a story
whoa,
about that.
Whoa, hold on.
Too.
What's that like? The Arab Walmart. Do they just have
bad.
One? They
yeah,
just have
just
the
one,
Jacob?
Yeah, and it's normally pretty busy.
Yeah. Did they have like, is it the newish, you know, with the self-checkout?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think all of them self-checkout now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're all going.
Pretty much. Yeah. Now, the 157 one, my wife went in there and said it practically looks like Target.
That's what, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I told my kids, I said, they're trying to make this Target.
Yeah.
Really?
But you know what they, I mean, you
that
can tell.
The 157 Walmart is the better Walmart out of all the Walmarts.
Guys, it's got to be hard being a cashier at Walmart because have you noticed even the self-checkout quits after like 2 weeks? The brand new ones. They're just like, I'm done. Like, there's never all of them working. Like, some of them have the red light.
Michael, they don't have enough.
No cash.
They don't have enough, what is it? Walmart associates to
Watch the
No, I'm talking about even in the lanes, you know, sometimes there's one out or something, you know?
Yeah, no.
Man, even they're like after a few weeks. No, oh, golly, I'm done.
Me too. Well,
it kills me too because, like, you know, back in the day, it was the whole joke was, oh, we go to Walmart, there's one lane open.
It's still a running joke.
There's two. It's one real person and one self-checkout.
And one self-checkout.
I think we should get 10% off like the employees.
I do too.
I mean, if we're having to work, you bagging need to get our own groceries. I don't buy groceries from Walmart. But,
but then again, you still have to like certain items you buy. You still have to like.
Oh, they have to come to you.
Yeah.
But don't you feel that way sometimes at some of these places? Some of the restaurants, like a walk up at the counter and get your food. You know what I mean?
Sit down, over here,
and they're like, "How much tip?" I'm like, "I should be tipped. I took the tray to the table. Well, who am I tipping at this point?"
I'm with you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You tip your servers. You know, I'm not talking. And if they bring it out to you, but you know, the ones where you're really just there at the counter getting it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So like Starbucks.
Do they do that?
I don't know. Yeah.
Do they? Well, I mean, like if you go to the Chinese buffet over here in town, they bring you drink, but like you pretty much go get your own food.
Yeah.
You don't tip.
They don't even bring you your drink. You go get your own drink.
You fix your drink.
Do I?
So do you tip at Moe's in the buffet?
You're talking about Moe's. Welcome to Moe's Burritos.
No.
Tony's
right here.
Welcome to Moe's.
Moe's doesn't have a buffet.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
What?
I'm talking about Moe's Barbecue.
We're at Moe's Barbecue, Tony.
If they've got to clean up the table, I normally leave a few bucks.
The Chinese buffet, Michael.
No, I agree. I'm with Jacob on that. If they have to clean the table off,
I'll leave a couple bucks.
Especially the Chinese restaurant. Like, they do everything but wipe the table down. Yeah. Like when you get done with the plate, they're like, oh, I got this. And then
The same rag all day. But there's
That's
a new
how
rule
most
in Walmart.
Restaurants are though.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
yeah, but that stuff. Like, I went to school for culinary arts college, and that stuff that you put in them cleaning buckets with them rags. That's some potent stuff.
Is it? Yeah. It's like killing
it'll
everything.
Your hands.
Will it?
Yeah, yeah,
it's rough.
Yeah, for sure. They got a rule in Walmart now, too, like a new rule that I didn't know about until just recently.
What's that?
But it was almost my son's birthday, so we told him we'd take him and let him get something at Walmart early, you know?
Okay.
So it's the weekend. I'm like, I'm going to get some beer, right? So get back, get up to the register with a self-checkout lady, you know, the one that's like the supervisor, like the Barney Five. She comes straight to me and says, if either one of those kids touches the alcohol, we won't sell it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that something new?
No, that's been there for a while now.
Yeah, I think it used to be.
What do you mean
buggy?
Touches it? Like they're carrying the six pack?
If you even have it in the buggy and it touches them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if they reach in and they're like, oh, Dad, I want this Snickers.
I want this.
And if they brush
game
the
over.
Box.
Yeah, yep. I told that lady, though, I was like, I mean, the kids, I've already told them they know what to do. We're not going to open the toys or the beer until we get the truck. And she just looked at me all crazy. And,
oh my God.
Oh man. Yeah, I haven't heard that. I didn't know that.
I learned it too. Man, okay. You know.
So, in other words, his 6-year-old's a great driver.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yes. Baby toy will get home.
Yeah, I made that mistake. I went to Walmart to get some beer, and I was with my buddy, and I told him to hold it while I grabbed my, because we went to self-checkout.
That sounds bad.
And there, she's like, sir,
both IDs. I would say well-deserved, Tony, well-deserved, though.
Listen.
That's different from brushing up against it, you know? Yeah. You're kind of.
I feel like it's a little extreme.
Yeah.
You know, like
Tony, she should have handcuffed you probably,
because I mean in restaurants like if you go out and eat and you order a beer or something with your food, like it's supposed, like if your kid touches it, you're supposed to get in trouble about that too. Like you're not supposed to get served.
Oh, like in the
Mexican restaurants I've gone to with underage.
Whoa.
Not like that.
I know, but I knew they always ID'd. Like, if you got two adults, most of them they'll ID both. Oh,
yeah,
you know.
But they
I didn't know that about the kids. I was like, what?
Well, we went to a store in Huntsville the other day, and I'm so used to being around Coleman, I guess, and like the counties that me and Jess, my fiance, we were going to Huntsville to play a private gig, and she was like, well, I'm going to buy, or will you get me these? You know, I left my ID in the car or whatever. And I said, yeah, that's fine. So just because that we were in the store together, they said that she had to go get her ID.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, oh, my God, I got to go to the van. So she goes out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jacob, you got any game day traditions? Football season will be coming pretty soon. Do you do a lot?
Yeah. Well, we watch Auburn. I'm an Auburn fan. So. Yeah. Hey, tell me about it, dude.
Yeah. Was that a Hawk Tua? Yeah, well, wow.
Like a gag.
On the football kick.
Yeah.
Did y'all see? I got a picture of the Hawk Tua girl wearing a jersey of Tua. It says, y'all both seen Tua's sister, Hawk?
Wow. Oh, my God. Because
that's how they're spelling that. Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that.
Tua.
Wow.
Huh. We normally, we used to go down to Auburn a lot. My wife actually graduated from Auburn 2010.
Okay.
And I actually like tailgating more than I do going to the game.
Yeah, out mm-hmm. on the
sit outside. Yeah, that's fun. You know, watch it on the TV. You know, whatever.
So do y'all still go a lot or not as much?
Well, we hadn't got to go last year. We didn't go any because my daughter was cheering. So this year she's not cheering. So we plan to go. Yeah,
you mean cheer like you got to go to the
every Saturday? You know, they got the cheerleading. Yeah,
yeah,
they take
it
pretty serious.
That's a lot.
It's taken pretty serious.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder how, and I wonder if I'm the only person in Coleman that's
probably
like this. But I probably am. I'm not a huge football person.
You don't do football?
No, you're not. Yeah.
What do you, on the weekend, what do you do? So if game day, you're just what? Relaxing, getting ready to play a show?
You're probably playing a show.
Do you watch sports at all?
Not really.
You don't watch much at all, do you, Jesse?
I don't really watch TV. I don't watch television. Like, I mean, we have Netflix and there's shows.
Do you watch Netflix? Jacob, do you stream and stuff?
Yeah.
My wife likes the Netflix. I'm a First 48 guy.
First 48.
Naked and Afraid. First 48.
Oh, my God. You like the crime
yes,
stuff?
Is that what you watch? Yeah, and I go back through demand. And honest to God, I have almost watched every single First 48. I'm not kidding.
Do you feel like now you could solve some?
I do. Yeah.
Like if we had something
but
come up.
But I think it's interesting, you know, because it's like, oh, I think it's him now. You know what I mean? Like,
they kind of, they have the red herring here and there.
Have you ever made the connection that, like, these first 48 hours makes us feel like we're watching Scooby-Doo again?
No.
Did you ever think about that?
No.
What?
Think about it.
Because they're trying to solve their crime.
Listen, in Scooby-Doo, we try to figure out who the person is underneath the mask.
Yeah. Okay.
In the first 48, you're trying to figure out who's the killer.
Who's behind the,
That's just a basic mystery, Tony.
No.
That's any mystery ever.
I don't watch cartoons anymore.
But because you've grown up and you're watching adult version of...
That's every crime show. Crime show are they not trying to figure out the killer? Like, well, we got a killer here, but who cares?
I just think there's a connection there. I think there's a connection. Okay.
I don't know that.
I'm kind of upset. You don't watch Scooby-Doo no more?
You don't watch?
No cartoons? No anime, Jacob? Do any of that?
Well, the cartoons, my kids like them, or my son does. He likes some of them, but...
Yeah,
he's so eat up with music. I mean, that's what he wants to stay on.
Yeah, I've got one that. It's all
you used to do music too, though, a little, didn't you?
What do you mean? What do you mean? You play?
Yeah, I play guitar.
And sing?
No, I can't sing, dude.
Okay.
My mama won't even say I'm a good singer. I'm telling you, I'm terrible at singing.
She told me.
Yeah.
She told Jesse. She said, you're terrible.
Yeah, you don't want... Yeah. No, I keep my singing totally in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you play professionally or just
some
friends?
Just a small, like high school
band.
What
kind of music did y'all play?
We played classic rock. We actually got to play
classic rock.
Relay for Life. Yeah. We got to play there.
Really? Like in 98?
Yeah, back
99?
When it was pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My favorite
Maybe
thing
I
was
saw
their
you.
Band.
You may have. Morris Williams Band.
That was your name?
Yeah, that was
the Morris Williams Band. Yeah. For those named that, after a teacher?
Yeah, for, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, those that don't know, he ran...
For superintendent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Did mm-hmm. he win?
No.
Did y'all hurt him with the band name? Was it like, oh, this guy?
No, I'll never forget taking him. Have you ever seen Morris Williams? He's really tall.
He's a giant. He's a
big dude. He's really, really tall. So we got this guy to draw up a cartoon character of him. And when we brought it in, he always had like a flat top, you know, great guy.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, he's a great dude. Yeah.
When I took him a t-shirt in to make sure he was going to be okay with me selling them, I'll never forget, like, he was not one to really just, like, bust out laughing.
Yeah.
And he did, and he did, and he just looked at me, and he didn't say anything. And he just walked right out of his classroom with his shirt. And I'm like, this may be good or it may not be good. But he actually took it to the teacher across the hall and got her to come outside. Yeah. And she said, he said, please, Lord, tell me I don't look like this.
You yeah, held so he up a, the mirror to
yeah,
him.
So he was a good sport. Yeah, wow. He was a good sport about it.
He is very
yeah,
awesome.
he's a good fellow.
Okay. Character as well.
Shane Barnett. I love Shane Barnett too. So yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, people that's one thing that really gripes me terrible, talking about, you know, things online and stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is if Shane lets out the kids at 1 o'clock because it's supposed to be tornadoes.
Somebody's
going to
complain.
It's like, would you rather your kids be at school or with you?
Yeah.
You can let them out every time. Yeah.
It never fails.
If you don't let them out, we're going to check them out anyway.
Yeah. Somebody's going to gripe with me.
Yeah. But I think also, too, like, you know, I don't know on Tony's behalf, but when I was going to Holly Pond, I mean, they told you to get in the hallway and put a book over your head.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean like, on we didn't my get out behalf? For nothing. Hold on. What do you mean on my behalf?
Where did you go to school?
I went to Coleman, man.
Let's see.
They probably had storm shelters.
They probably let y'all go.
Us county people, they sent us to the football field.
Just because we have a good parking spots in our parking lot does not mean we have storm shelters at Coleman.
I'll tell you probably the funniest, maybe dumbest conversation I had with somebody was somebody that went to a county school tried to tell me the hierarchy of the county schools. You know, like you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, well, I went to, you know, and it's the best. I'll tell you why. I was like, dude, what, really? You're like 15 miles away from, I mean, you know, what's really the difference?
Well, no, see,
do y'all have that, though? Do you feel like there's a hierarchy?
I do. Yeah. I know that.
You know it?
I know it.
What's your hierarchy, Jesse?
So, like, we grew up in the time of cruising.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
So, like, we used to go hang out at Walmart.
Yeah.
There were fights all the time from kids from all different schools because...
Yeah. It's like a rivalry. Like a school rivalry.
More like just... Yeah.
And then that was also the thing, too, is like actual Coleman City, like the parents were like, oh, don't hang out with them county
kids. They did not.
They didn't want their girls to date us or nothing,
Date those county boys.
It was like we were showering with dirty water.
It was different in my time.
It was what?
It was different in my time. I got along with some of the county guys.
No, I have friends from Coleman.
I do too. I'm just making jokes.
That's funny.
Legit.
Go back though. So you went to Holly Pond.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Pond. Yeah. Okay. So who's y'all's like main rival?
Fairview.
Yeah. Fairview. Well, when we were in school, it was Fairview. Who is it now?
Hansel.
Is it Hansel?
Man,
maybe in football.
Because that schedule's changed so many times. Fairview
was like with us, and then all of a sudden, just like for some reason, surpassed us. Like just
so a lot more students. It's all sports related, mm-hmm. or what?
Yeah.
It comes down to sports.
Yeah. See, Holly Pond kept going back and forth from 3A to 2A.
Oh,
and Holly Pond, honestly, we just never really had a lot of players.
One time we all like. We had a whole high school fight. We met at the Holly Pond Fairview Bridge.
A whole football team versus football team. Well, guys, maybe that's why these people didn't want their daughters dating y'all. Y'all were fighting all the time. Y'all were wild, man.
Fairview
school fighting. Fighting in the Walmart parking lot. Man.
Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, coming to Coleman, like, because you grew up in Holly Pond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there's nothing to do.
In Holly Pond.
Ride back roads and...
Go cow tipping.
We rode foilers. We We drank. We, you know, mm-hmm. we did everything bonfire. That you weren't supposed to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bonfires, baby.
And then, like...
These are all the things that need to be going on that profile.
This is his song. Hey, it's just like his song.
Yeah.
Beers, bonfires.
That's yeah. it. Yeah.
I mean, even... what is it? Raleigh Green says when in that song where I wish grandpa's never died. He said, mm-hmm. I wish... Back road drinking kids never got caught.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, we dealt with the county yeah. cops all the time. We ran from
were
them
they,
on
were they good to you, or was it a...
Both. For the most part, I mean, it was... We were having fun. But, yeah. like, nowadays, it's like, if you get caught doing stuff, like...
Oh, they'll come down also, on you, won't they?
Everybody finds out about yeah. it, you know.
Everybody like, knows
it's social
it.
Media, man.
You're the crap kid now because you brought media. The beer. You know, then yeah. you have all the those mothers that be like... I know my Jesse didn't bring that beer. You know what I mean? It's
like, that was not my mama.
Yeah, my mom my knew I was involved every time, too. Like yeah, she was like, you just go ahead and sit down yeah. and tell me. You know, so yeah.
still, now, but my mom would go to bat for me now.
She would.
If you were right, yeah, and my mom would,
oh,
too.
Oh, even
yeah.
if I was wrong, my mom would go to bat for me. She'd be like, I'll get on to my child.
Yeah. Yeah,
what,
I got
what
it.
About dipping on TV?
She didn't like that.
It's who you are, though.
Yeah, I do
you
know? It shows and stuff too. And she's like, "That's just and you're so."
She
good.
Didn't like it.
She's so good, and then all of a sudden you just
give her that. Yeah, dude, they all getting the hair out of the mouth.
Yeah.
You ever? You know, some dippers though drive me crazy. Like, I've rode with people, man, it seems like they're just constantly spitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll fill a bottle up with spit, like, completely
oh
to the rim.
Oh,
yeah. And I'm like, if you spill that anywhere near me.
It may matter.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're probably going to come down with some kind of disease.
I've got no problem with y'all, but there is one thing, though. Why at the gas station, it's just right there where everybody's stepping. That's where you're going to spit.
As soon as you get out of the truck.
You're just spitting. It's... Out.
Or you're yeah. throwing the whole
why
thing.
Why not go
out.
For the garbage can? Or why has it got to be right
far.
In front
it's
of the...
too far. It's too far.
Y'all got to get better spitting skills. Then.
I'm not going to lie. I try not to, honest to God. I try
but
not
you
to.
Do.
You do. Because it's habit, to. You know, because when I get home yeah. and I pull up yeah. and I start walking yeah. in the yard, it's like,
yeah.
you know, yeah, I don't know. But I'm guilty of that myself. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely am.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm. But I just,
all right. So I try not. I know who to gripe at vocally. I'll say
but,
Jacob
hey,
and Jesse.
Then again, what you chewing chewing gum and then you throw it down, it turned into this
never,
black little circle.
Never.
Wait,
I never
up.
Do it.
You don't
you never
do that.
No.
You can't blame all that on
no,
the kids.
No, no. I don't believe that.
We were.
No,
I
man.
I know
gum
my lead
goes
guitarist, Zane, was pretty yeah. hot and heavy the other day. We were in Huntsville, and we were playing yeah. at the stage on Washington. And it's, yeah. mm-hmm. we had to be there at 7 for sound check. Show don't start till 9, and we're unloading my minivan. And he steps in like a fresh pile of chewing gum, and it was so hot, and it
oh,
just
man,
stuck, and
yeah,
it was stringy everywhere. He's like,
yeah.
oh, my God, it's on my boot.
Yeah.
So then, like, the whole day, like, and then whenever we got done with the show, I was like, remember, don't step in the chewing gum. Like, don't step in it.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, yeah, I you don't want to step in any of that, you know, especially if you got some new shoes or something. Yeah.
Well, that's when it happens.
Really,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You never step in it with old
not
shoes.
That's not really going to string along. Like chewing gum, that's all day long.
What's worse?
Yeah.
Dog just do a couple of feet.
All
do
day
a
long.
A couple of feet scrapings across the concrete.
Yeah, but what about,
or,
like, if I step in a pile of dog mess?
Oh, that
ruined my whole day.
Water hose. You gotta get the water hose. Like,
but
it,
until you wash them, I still think that it just like gets
smells.
In the soul or
yeah.
something. You know?
Yeah. Because like I mean, I've done it before, stepped in it, and then not realizing I'm driving down the road, and I'm like, something rough.
And that's always in the winter when you got the heater
oh,
on. You know,
man.
You got the heater on. It's in the winter time. Or it's raining, pouring down rain.
So you're Jacob, like, when you're in Holly Pond, do you wave to people?
Oh, I'm a waiver. I do, yeah. do the finger thing.
How yeah, many? Honestly. One?
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know at what point you stop when you're coming into town?
Actually, I do.
What point do you stop waving?
If I feel like the person's looking at me, I go ahead and throw the finger up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even in town?
Yeah, because
even in town?
People ask me all the time. They're like, you're riding with me.
Yeah.
You know them? I'm like, nah, but he looked friendly as hell.
I would do.
I do. I don't know.
You do too, Jesse?
Yeah.
Tony, I know Tony's not.
Nah, hell no.
Tony's
racing. Ain't waving at nobody.
And I'm not racing. Good with vehicles. So
what do you mean?
Okay,
like
so,
recognizing? Or?
Yeah, believe it or not, after all the 48 hours I've watched and all this. Yeah. That's what would get me.
It was a thing on wheels.
If I got hit in a hit and run and the police showed up and was like, what kind of car was that? Be like, red? Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. Like, yeah. My wife can name off the Acuras, you know, all those. But
yeah.
No.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. See, I'm a wave. I get that too. Jess, she all the time. She's like, you know them? I'm like, no.
What about tailgaters? How do you handle? Are you like
I'm
laid
a
back?
Slow driver. So I don't drive very fast. Yeah. And if they're behind me and they're tailgating me, normally I just slow down even more. To be honest with you.
Y'all asked me that the other day. It's something about us country boys, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Jesse?
Like, that being out in the county.
That
like,
you go
I
slow.
Guess.
You're well, just you're driving slow. Mm-hmm.
It's so slow living out there. Like, I mean, you know how many times I get behind a tractor?
Oh, yeah, an actual tractor.
Not even a tractor, a combine. And they take the whole road.
International harvester right there.
The only thing that you can do is try to, you know, if you had a little car, you could go under it.
Oh, yeah, you could, honestly.
Because if not, you fall in it. Or it's like, you know, like, we know if it's old shed, we're like, oh, God, his farm's way over there. So and then I'll turn get around and drive the opposite direction and still beat him.
Yeah.
Talking about the car thing, you know, like not knowing cars real well, you know, like I'll meet somebody or something and I'll wave. My wife will be like, who's that? I'm like, well, that was so-and-so. No, it wasn't. He drives a Tahoe. Okay. He don't drive a Yukon, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Like, so I'm always, like, waving at people, and I know that you're like, who was that?
Who in the world?
Yeah, but if I've done that, I thought you were a friend or something.
I really think Whitney and Jess would probably get together and have a great conversation about how we are, because...
Jacob, where do y'all, if you go on a date... Mm-hmm. Date night.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Where do you go?
Where you going?
I'm going to Allstate to sit in the bar area.
Back room for on steak.
For a date.
We ain't even really talked about them, have we?
No, we need to.
I mean, we like it. I like the atmosphere.
What do you get? You get a steak?
Yeah, most of them I get steak. Then I get baked potato, no chives.
Steak and tater.
No chives. Steak and tater.
And then salad.
Y'all go out of town any?
We do. Yeah, we do.
Aside from the Arab Walmart.
We don't. We go like on trips and stuff some. We recently just went to Tennessee to the Wilderness.
The Wilderness?
Which is that big water park.
Oh.
But like as far as... Okay, I see what you're asking now, though. If we're going to go spend a Saturday somewhere outside of here, we're going to Huntsville Bridge Street.
Bridge Street. It's popular around here. Yeah. We do that, too.
No doubt.
A lot of people say, A lot of people go to Bridge
Street. I was thinking when you were talking about like trap.
You're going far. Wait,
so since you said something about chives, that threw me. What do y'all think about cilantro?
I can do a little. Huh? I can do a little.
What do you think?
Put it on taco, burrito.
I'm trying to think of what cilantro is.
It tastes like soap.
Tony's putting it on everything.
Is it that stuff they put on? No, it's
that little green shredded stuff.
Oh, no.
Soap.
Mm-mm. If it looks like...
Soap?
Ain't that what that is?
Some people, it tastes like soap for them. I've heard it's minty. That.
Is it that minty stuff?
Yeah, kind of a minty.
Yeah, no, I tried that once, dude. Spit it right out.
Listen, authentic tacos. They put it on authentic tacos.
No, they ask me, and I say no.
Jesse says no.
I don't want soapy tacos.
Listen, yeah, you're plain probably things. Like me, aren't you? Are you very plain? Like, I want a cheeseburger with ketchup and pickles only. You know, and I'll even tell McDonald's I'm allergic to onions.
Just to make sure they don't put them on there.
Yeah, because... I mean, they dice them up and then they mash them into that cheese. You're not picking those off.
No.
I'm allergic to onions.
I always tell Chick-fil-A that I'm allergic to tomatoes. I hate raw tomatoes.
Oh, man, I could eat like a
bushel of them. You notice how, like, have you ever noticed when you, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes when you got that big order and you're by yourself, you go inside so you can't hide the fact that you're by yourself. And as you order more and more, your voice gets quieter, you know. And by the time they ask you, like, do you want a large drink and a large fry? You just are shaking your head. You're not even speaking
at that point.
That's
just you.
Is that just me? Y'all don't get ashamed?
I get the large Coke most of the time, every time, large fries, mac and cheese with the fries.
Listen, you know,
I'm getting two meals, I usually go, oh, the other person, I always say, The other person said they wanted
What? You're inventing a whole nother person for your
then
second
I take
meal.
It home and you I do eat not. Both meals by myself. Thank you.
Listen, so you have to invent feed some Tony other. One and two. Like you start like pretending to look at your phone. Oh, and they want.
I do that.
Are you really?
Yes. You go through the drive-thru. Be like, oh, and the other person wants. A number three with such and such.
See,
no.
Other person.
Yeah.
Wait, do you ever, I've done it's this you. Before just to mess with me. People, is I'll sit there and I'll order and I'll be like, oh, 1 second. And I'm like, what do y'all want? And then like, I just make it up and then I'm like, and then I'll have.
Wait, and I'll Jesse, be like,
what
so
do you
want to
drink?
Too?
Yeah, but I'm talking to myself in the car. And then you pull around and you're the only person in the car. Like sometimes I do it just to screw with people. See.
Oh, man. What are y'all doing in there?
This is County Boys right here. This is County Boys
that's
stuff.
That's stupid.
That's funny.
Because, you know, we only had like the cafe right there around that's us it. For forever. So, yeah, when we got to come up where we actually got to talk through a speaker to somebody. Yeah,
that was a big deal. Yes,
that's like everybody in the world is just like, Jax. Oh, my God, Jax. Like, I even like when I used to be with the label and stuff in Tennessee, they would be like, oh man, you got a Jax. And I'm like, dude, I live 2 miles from Jax. It is the only thing that we have to eat. Because they shut the
Nobody
cafe for a while.
Nobody has ever said, whoa, you've got a Jax?
No.
Who says that?
It was a big deal when it was coming, man.
I said, this was like 2010, 11.
Y'all got a Jax.
They were like, y'all got a Jax in your town? Like,
no.
Oh my God, dude, I haven't had Jax. Because it used to only be in Alabama.
Out of state, yeah. It's kind of a...
We actually had probably one of the biggest monuments or whatever, historical sites. I think Holly Pond was the first place that got the Dollar General and the Family Dollar in the same parking lot. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Right, together.
And this is the thing. Uh-huh. This is no lie.
Yeah.
If they didn't have what we needed at the Dollar General, you would walk over to Family Dollar.
I'm serious.
And you got what
you're
needed.
You're in the same parking lot.
You're in the same parking lot.
Wow. You didn't have to move
was
your
Jax
car.
Was Jax right there, too?
It was kind of Jax.
Jax, Dollar General,
Family Dollar.
No, actually, it's Jax, Apothecary, or the drugstore.
The drugstore.
Murphy's.
Murphy's. Yeah. And then like a little field. And then Dollar General, and then Family Dollar.
Yeah.
So I still haven't gotten your hierarchy of best county schools, Jesse.
Are we talking about like smarts?
I want the list.
Or?
I don't know. Like, just your feeling of if you ranked all the schools.
Well, now see, that's it depends if you're doing sports or academics.
Right? You're going to say that's more complicated. This guy I was talking to is like, no, man, you got to, he felt there's a list.
Hey, it's.
And I thought,
county schools is below,
city schools are above.
City school is always going to be above, and then St. Bernard is going to be above the city school.
Who says that? I don't buy that.
I never knew anybody from St. Bernard.
Hey, I don't think, I mean.
Like in school, I never knew anybody.
You know why? They move out of Coleman. I know several St. Bernard alumni that have moved out of Coleman. They're like, there's no.
But so they do that at other schools.
Is there still a city-county rivalry thing?
I always had friends from Coleman, too.
I did have friends from all schools.
Yeah. I got kids at Vimont. I got a kid at Coleman. So I'm kind of, we're house divided. Well,
I get that.
You know,
The Coleman people I knew was always just as cool as
Well, one of my best friends, one of my drummers, too. Yeah. One of my best friends and then became my drummer is CJ, and he went to Fairview.
Yeah.
And
But do you know how dumb it all sounds to somebody? Y'all all live like within 30 minutes from each other. You know
Cold Springs would be the only one.
Well, they're out a little bit. But otherwise, y'all are all the
rest
same.
Of them,
you know?
Yeah. Because J.B. Pennington, too, was kind of one of our rivals.
Yeah.
But they're in Blount County.
Yeah, and it wasn't 10 minutes over
10
there.
10 minutes away. But those guys, like, what are they doing over there, right?
They were pretty good in football when I was in school. Yeah. One year, I remember, But, yeah, they were
That was a...
It'd be hard to rank them.
What was the school that burnt down recently? Not recently, but a few years ago.
It was... Fairview got burnt years ago. Well, yeah. And then,
what was the one in Blount County?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Huh.
I don't know, Tony. Which one was it?
It's either J.B. Pendleton or Susan Moore.
I don't think it was Pendleton.
I don't
but,
really know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Huh. I'm sorry. My ADHD brain went.
Like, yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad we thought about that for a little bit, Tony.
My bad.
That's when I needed this one.
When you were talking about that, though, with the... yeah, that's... Which one are you leaning more, like, with your kids being at two separate schools?
Man,
are you the county
what,
guy?
We,
or are you the...
I love Vinemont. My kids love it. My kids think it's the best school on the planet. They absolutely love it. It doesn't hurt, though, that my wife teaches there, too. So, you know.
Okay. I went to school there, too, for a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah,
elementary
two summers.
Or what?
That's
went,
a true
I went
story.
I went to Hansel for a summer.
I did,
so.
Too. I did, too.
What,
yeah.
What, summer school?
Yeah. My dad actually told me when we started the senior year, he said, listen, like, I think you really like summer school, but this is the last year. Like, you don't get to go to summer school. Yeah, that was
my whole thing was, is I did not want to go to normal school, and then I had to go to summer school, and I tried so hard.
Yeah.
Like when they were like, oh, if you bring canned foods in, I was like, that's right. Is that still a thing? Like, if you bring canned foods, you get, you know, extra credit?
Yeah, maybe.
I'd be like, you know, how much do I need to make a D? I just need to pass.
That was me, too. I remember taking that calculator and adding up stuff, hoping that it'd be like a 59.6, you know, because they'd round it up to 60, and that was passing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it really, truly, I just never really tried. I was big into ag. I liked ag.
I loved ag. Yeah, God, yeah.
So y'all aren't big readers? I mean, books? You
what
know,
is that supposed to mean? They're big into
ag. I mean, I know they can read, Tony, but I'm
Holly
saying...
Holly Palmer can't read.
I'm saying you're not reading books a lot. Tony, do you read? You don't read either.
I read my comic books.
Comic books.
Yeah.
But you're not... You don't
well,
have, like...
I got
like,
colored pictures.
Shut up, God!
Yeah. Well, I just say that because I gave Tony a hard time because we watched these, you know, weird cartoons and anime and stuff. And I was, you know, talking about, of course, he watches them with subtitles. He said, what? No. He watches the dubbed version. You know, there's kind of a big argument there between subbed versus dubbed, you know.
Right. And that kills me, too. Like, you'll find a real cool show on Netflix or something, and then it's voiced over and dubbed.
Oh, you're getting both.
So, like... When you're watching the subtitles, the mouths already don't match because it's English dubbed over. And then the subtitle is completely...
Something different.
Something altogether. Different. And it...
See, I don't even know where y'all are talking about.
No. Oh, man. We're going to have to get you in on this.
I'm imagining, like, is it like the old Japanese movies where they'd be like...
Like Godzilla.
Yeah. Be like, I will kill you. Yeah. And then
but it's better now. Yeah. It's not like the old Kung Fu movies. Yeah. It's better now.
It's almost like you don't know. But every now and then, it's like, oh, something's fishy.
Something's a little off there. Yeah.
Because I just got done watching a series on Netflix. It's like... I think it was either Thor or Ragnarok.
Oh,
but it's
Ragnarok.
That, it's a Swedish. It's a killer series.
Great
I love
show.
That show.
Yeah.
Is it, but, what kind of show is it? Like romance? Or
no.
Thriller?
No,
like
it's actually like
superhero
Thor. It's
kind
like
of.
A,
really. Yeah.
It's got the
neat.
Gods and the Titans. And
see, if it can't be real, I don't really like it.
Whoa, no. Really? Jacob?
Walking Dead, none of that kind of stuff. I'm completely
fiction?
Out.
Like no sci-fi, nothing?
No sci-fi, no.
Look at this.
Yeah, no.
Look at this.
We got one in.
What a boring
we've
guy.
About this, but we hadn't had one in the studio.
If it's cartoons stuff, I'll watch it with the kids, whatnot. Yeah. But like
you
adult
need like
movies,
adult crime, like death and murder and solving.
Yeah,
solving
I would watch some of that.
But you're not going to go watch Deadpool or Venom or
none of the comic book stuff.
Not unless one of my kids was interested in it, I'd go with them. But it would be boring for me because I don't like the no.
So
you don't have a favorite superhero?
No superheroes. What
Ninja
about
Turtle.
Did you play video games as a kid?
Yes, some, but I mean not a whole lot. No, like the last time I played Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. Sorry, I got to take it back because we got one of those old consoles, and it's in my son's room. We played it a little bit.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch a little bit, but like Call of Duty, the online gaming.
Yeah.
I've never played it.
Haven't messed with that. Mm-mm. You don't even mess with it.
I'm a Mario Brothers guy.
I guess that's probably kind of where we would differentiate.
Yeah.
It's because since we didn't have nothing to do in small town, like, I had internet.
Yeah.
And I got a gaming system.
Tony with the bandwidth over there.
I would go out there.
Dialing it up.
I would pour my hamster's food in his wheel so he would start turning so I could have electricity.
He did not. Hold on a second. Where are we going with that, Jesse?
Did you really have a hamster?
Huh? Yeah, really making his electricity.
I did have a hamster.
Ever, I think all kids did.
Did you ever experience the whole situation where sometimes hamsters take deep sleeps?
Deep sleeps, yeah.
And I you think like, they're dead?
I think he's dead.
Or do you have to poke it?
No, like you would poke it. Like they go into like almost a coma.
Sleep. Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's dead, but he's breathing.
This is going to sound so dumb, guys, but listen, like when I was first became a dad, sometimes I would do that with the kids. I'd be so nervous, you know, I'd go in and they'd be so like, it's still breathing, right? like you're watching like, man, it's been so still for a long time.
And like, am I the only one that's kind of afraid to like flush a goldfish or something? Because
you're afraid it'd come
what
back.
What if that thing
come
gets down there and like starts like eating and it wasn't dead and then all of a sudden you got this giant koi. Living in your septic system.
That would be pretty incredible.
I had an alligator.
Really?
Yeah,
a really pet did. Alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was
What was his name?
I don't even know if we ever named it, honestly.
It was just the alligator.
We had it maybe a year, something like that.
You guys want to know something that's crazy is that they talk about like the gators being down like behind American Protein.
Yeah.
And all that.
I've been seeing
they're
some
there.
Of that.
Yeah. They're there.
In the rivers?
I have seen with my eyeballs.
What is that? What is that? Is that Duck Gale? River?
Is it
Mulberry? Is it the Mulberry?
I think it's the Mulberry.
Remind me where American Protein is.
Is that down in Hanceville?
Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Tyson owns it now.
That ain't Black
down
Warrior.
91.
No, is
down
that the
Warrior?
Is it the Mulberry?
The
Warrior?
I think it might.
Man, we ought
it'd be
to
the
know this.
Same one that's going through Garden
know.
City right there at the that
I think
big
it is
bridge.
The Mulberry, maybe.
Yeah.
So you have gone out there and seen
with your eyeballs.
With your eyeballs.
See them.
You got any pictures?
I ain't got no pictures.
Didn't happen.
You know what, Tony?
It didn't happen.
You want to go on an adventure, buddy?
Me and some you. Gators, man. Yeah. I can go down to New Orleans and do that.
You can go to Gunnersville and do it.
Exactly.
Wheeler's got
it. Apparently, they say you can see them in Smith Lake. That one's a little far stretch, but the river for real back behind there, big old mule.
Yeah. Jacob, do you do the lake thing? Y'all get out and do anything?
Yeah, I used to fish a lot.
Are you
actually
fishing?
Yeah. And yeah. One morning I woke up and I was like, I don't even enjoy this anymore.
That was it. You had enough. Yeah.
So you switched to golf.
I play at golf, man. Yeah. I'm dressed like I'm going today. But
you look like
actually
a golfer.
This is my nice clothes, man. This is
like that. You look like a golfer. I like that.
Well, that's good because my game don't look like I'm a golfer. I can tell you that right now.
Do you enjoy it, though?
I love it. Yeah, okay. It's fun.
Where do you play?
We play at Terry Pines some, play at Chesley Oaks.
I like me some Chesley Oaks.
Yeah, Chesley Oaks is great, man. Yeah. The thing is, you can, for somebody like me, and I'll shank one, I'm still in play most of the time, you know. But we used to play at Gunner's Landing a pretty good bit. I like it out there a lot.
I'm killer at putt-putt.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I suck at golf.
Really? It's the putt.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, not that any of my other games are awesome, but putt-putt, like putting, I'm terrible.
I'm great at the driving range.
Are
I
you?
I hit that thing forever.
You top golf it?
Yeah, those kind of things.
You do that?
But
I'm top golf.
Yeah, remember, we're supposed to go like do a battle or something there. With
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
That might Michael be says he's the best at top
I've
golf.
I've never said that. No.
Who
no.
said he? Yeah, he did.
I didn't
he?
Say I'm
I
want to
get in on this, too.
He said he was going to whoop that tone.
Yeah, you did.
I can
say
be
this.
You, but I'm not the best.
Hey!
You want
to
in on
it? Do you play
much, Tony?
I mean, enough to where I'm more than likely better than Michael.
Listen,
I can hit that ball, boy.
See, Michael looks like a golfer. Do you play much, too? You
don't? No, man. I'm terrible at golf.
I'm a Happy Gilmore of golfer.
There you go. We can go then.
Get out there. Just.
always take plenty of beer and plenty of balls. I mean, that's just...
I have more fun driving the golf cart and probably yelling four at people. And I think that's frowned upon, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. But I do have to yell it from time to time for serious. Yeah.
I yell it when I drive by the golf course. Like, I'll roll my window down.
You're one of those guys. You do not. You do not. Do you?
Yes.
I am.
Just driving by.
You've screwed me up so many times.
Oh yeah! All
right. I don't do that. Listen, I used to have a Dixie horn in my old truck,
oh, yeah.
And like I would drive by and I would blare that.
I guess we need to all go play some golf then. Y'all can teach me
every time. I don't care air horn just to show him how it feels. Yeah.
Well, you know what you need to do is go to one of his shows and while he's playing, you know, pull out the air horn.
Actually, you would think that I would have PTSD because, like I said, again, country kid stuff. But we would have bonfires and stuff, and like if you go walk off in the woods to pee or something, our buddy would walk behind you like a 357 and just fire it.
Oh, man.
Like right
that sounds
beside
safe.
You.
Wow. Super safe, guys.
And so like, and
firing off guns, getting in fights, drinking in the backwoods.
Yeah. It's stupid, you know, but the thing
I would
about
say,
it
though,
is,
as far as parents on the dating spectrum, I think I can see a trend
don't
here.
You, don't you be dating them cowboys.
Yeah.
Them country kids.
Them country boys. Man, there might have been something to that, Jesse.
I don't know. It's just a thing. I assume that, I don't know if everybody done that, but nowadays I don't flinch for hardly anything. Like scary movies, if it's a loud bang, like, you know, my stepkids will jump or something, or Jess will jump, like anybody will jump. And then like, it's so bad now that even my nephew, we have trained him, like we'll play like a Jack in the Box and it's like, dun, 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 dun. And he'll look at it and then it pops up. And nothing.
Nothing.
Make a face.
Unfazed.
I don't know if it's like everybody. I don't know if it's just that country kid thing in us or what, but like.
I'm not jumpy at all.
I shot the cabinet in my house with a 9mm one time.
Good grief.
A hollow point. It almost went through the sheetrock.
No.
And there's a bulge on the outside of the brick. No, it was my cousin was trying to buy it from a guy. And so I was
this
checking
sounds
it.
Terrible.
I was trying
Justin,
to clean
this
it.
This is how people
like,
die.
I know.
This is exactly.
Never clean a loaded gun.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was just
every
some,
gun statistic right here, Jesse.
Right here. No, and like I'm super safe about it.
Yeah,
I try to be super safe. And I preach safety on those things. Like, you know.
It's like, remember, safety, now safety, kids, safety. Make sure you don't.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh.
But what we had done is it was super dirty. I don't know if this guy.
That's in a cop video.
I don't know if this guy just like played with it in the dirt like it was a Hot Wheel or something. Like,
It was rusty and stuff.
Dirty.
Yeah.
So like I was trying to unjam it already.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just the slide and it hit
bah!
It just fired.
Oh my
and it shot
God.
Like a
country boy cancer man.
Pinky sized hole in my
did,
mom's
let me
kitchen
ask you
cabinet.
This. Did you flinch then?
I'll tell you what. It was me and my cousin, he was sitting across from me.
Yeah.
We're at the kitchen table. The cabinet's over here, and I was messing with it. It slam fired, which is a real thing that can happen, and it's where the firing pin gets stuck. And it's the slide will slam and it fires.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky it just didn't go da-da like twice, but thank God it didn't. Second time
it
fired back.
But
we jumped up real quick because we didn't know. I was like, am I shot? And
<it's>, looking around.
Yeah. And I'm like, did I shoot you?
Oh,
and it was
man.
So loud. My dog. She disappeared for like 2 hours.
Oh, I bet.
Because she was just chilling in the kitchen floor, and me and him just in there talking, and dun-dun-dun, bow, and it's so loud. You ever shoot a 9mm hollow point in the house?
Yeah.
No. Oh, it would echo
every
room.
Not in the house. No.
Not in the house.
See? City folk, man.
City folk. Hadn't even shot their gun in their kitchen.
Listen. My mama didn't want me to have the gun in the house. So.
You what?
So my mama didn't want me to have the gun
and
in the
and
house.
I would like to tell y'all that, you know, I was young when it happened. But
this was like last year?
28.
Did you tell your mom right off the bat?
No, I told everybody there. I said, nobody say nothing.
Yeah.
Because it was me and my cousin Luke, and then my sister-in-law just got home from like work, and she sees her dog bolt out, then Luke bolt out of the house, and then I come out, and I'm like, I shot somewhere. <'Cause>, I couldn't find the bullet hole. So we go back in the house to assess the situation, and sure enough, there's like a thumb-sized hole, and it's right where the drawer closes. Like you couldn't even really see it, and I was like, "Well, just don't tell Mom."
Never happened.
So then my mom got home. I said, "Mom, you know, you love me." She's like, "What did you do?"
Ain't it funny? Even at 28, it's like, I hope she don't tear my ass up.
I was nervous, but yeah, shot a hole. It went straight through the cabinet, straight through the wall, and stuck in the brick. And it's there to this day, I'm sure.
That's scary, man.
Listen, Jacob, I don't even think we've scratched the surface today, man.
I've enjoyed this.
You know, I feel like this needs to happen again.
We need to do a guest who.
There you go. Yeah. But yours is more one-on-one. You say that, right?
Yeah, it's more like one-on-one.
It's a one-on-one.
Yeah.
All right. So where can we watch your show? Is it everywhere?
Yeah, it's on Spotify and everything. Yeah, Amazon,
YouTube, Apple Music.
Okay. Now, the YouTube thing, I think I'm fixing to just start doing highlight reels only. I don't think I'm going to put the full podcast up anymore. Yeah. It's just so time-consuming. And I'm the one that does it.
Yeah,
so,
you're doing it all. It's kind of it can be a pain.
Yeah, it is. I had a guy from Texas that was kind of doing some of the social media stuff.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, like in here, you may say something that's funny, but you don't think it's funny. Somebody, you really almost need somebody else to be like, this was a really funny part, or you know what I'm saying?
So they clip it for you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he would like snip it for me and then.
Yeah, if we were a little more advanced, maybe
I think that's kind of what I'm planning on doing.
This is a nice setup.
Our TikTok. Oh, yeah, we have a TikTok as well. It's Mike Coleman TV.
That's right. Jesse Priest is going to be, Jesse and Tony are going to be
running the Tiki Talk.
Going to be doing some MCTV TikTok.
If you get bored tonight, you can come see me at Puckett's.
Jesse's playing at Puckett's.
You've never heard Jesse,
7:30.
7:30.
I'm playing in Puckett's. Yeah, and then if you want to, Sunday, if you're bored, I'll be at the Valley Tavern.
Valley Tavern.
That's an awesome place, ain't it?
Hey, yeah, Sunday. All right, hold on. Sunday, what time, Jesse?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock Sunday, the Valley Tavern. Get out and see Jesse.
Yeah.
Check out Jacob's got his show.
Guess who? Yeah.
Guess who?
You can watch mine. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. You were one of the first
Jesse's
ones.
Jesse's on there. Jacob, though, I'm kind of disappointed. Actually. I feel like after talking to you, you should be doing some true crime or something. I think we need a true crime podcast. Oh, no.
I'm going to go after conspiracy theorists.
Are you a theorist? Have some things
I don't. Some things I don't think's real, like the moon landing.
Hold on. We need to. I forgot. That's one we always ask the guests.
You don't. The moon landing is fake.
It's definitely fake.
You're saying it's.
There would be a Dollar General up there now. I mean, think about it.
I told Michael and them the other day that I think the moon is fake itself.
Yeah, Jesse doesn't it's even hollow. Believe like in so the moon.
Oh, you could.
I mean, Jesse, no, a satellite.
Are you
a
flat earther?
No.
Where do you draw the line? Sure.
Where do you draw the line,
how far does this go?
Is the moon real? I'm not saying
I think the moon's real. Okay. I think it's a planet, I think it's hollow. Yeah,
yeah,
but well, I don't think we've ever been there. I really don't.
I don't know that we've ever been there either. Maybe now we have, but back then, no.
Well, they're saying Mars? Now we can't go, but we could in the 60s.
We forgot how.
Let me ask you this though. Here's my thing on that. If we could fake it so easily with a video, right? Why didn't Russia just do that like 6 months before?
I don't think a lot of people were watching.
Well,
Russian
I was told we paid them. Paid them some too.
We paid the Russians off. I kind of think
that our cinema and our cinematic thing has always been ahead of the curve, especially because, like.
Listen, in the 60s, you couldn't do that stuff.
Mm.
You ever watched the Godzilla movie? And then watched a movie that we made.
Whoa, wait a minute. Look, it's not like that was their best, though. It wasn't like Godzilla's the cream of the crop, right? I mean, there was some... There's some classics.
Somebody
out there.
Came to me recently.
That's pretty funny, though.
There are.
And said, if we landed on the moon and Neil Armstrong was the only one that got out and got on the moon, who was standing there that took the picture?
Buzz Aldrin.
Who took it? So you're saying there's a Buzz picture Aldrin. Of him on the moon.
Supposedly because the footprints.
Buzz Aldrin was the other person on the moon.
Okay. Well, then Buzz took the picture.
Got with that's his cell why phone. Buzz Lightyear's name.
I've held
Lightyear.
It as long as I could.
With I've a cell
got
phone.
To go pee.
All right. Jacob Gibbs in the house. Appreciate it. Y'all watch the show. I'm Michael Sapp. This has been the MCTV Summer Takeover. I've been here with Tony.
Yeah.
And Jesse Priest.
Stay groovy.
Y'all keep watching. We'll see y'all next time.
Thanks.
Hey, bye-bye, baby.